Rosie on the House this Arizona Saturday morning. Thank you for tuning in here with Tom Riley of Renovations. Architect Tom Riley runs a remodeling and building company in Prescott, been Rosie certified for several years. We appreciate him being a great part of the team. And we're here talking about sustainability. Now, Tom, you were introduced to the sustainable. You actually came to Arizona and ended up going to work for a pioneer in the industry of sustainability, when really the focus of sustainability on that time was on the very fringes, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was back in the late 70s and the early 80s. And yeah, you mentioned something in the first hour when I wasn't here about me graduating from Arcosanti. And the answer is no, you don't graduate from Arcosanti. You merely participate at Arcosanti. I graduated with a Bachelor of Architecture from a school back in New York, New York Institute of Technology.
Okay.
Sorry.
So did you get on like your chopper motorcycle, like Easy Rider, in a sleeping bag and leave
Yes,
New York
I did.
College of Technology and drive to Cordage Junction?
Well, pretty much, but it wasn't quite that way. It was a rather circuitous route, and it wasn't a chopper. It was a Datsun B210 hatchback.
Oh, wow, baby. Okay, so you land there, and he is on the very leading edge at the time of the concept of, hey, we don't have to consume the quantities of products we consume to be perfectly happy and sustainable. Now, his concept still is a little hard for me to get comfortable with. A city in a tower, basically. I'm just reducing it to the simplest, but it opens your eyes to a lot of new things.
Yes, it does. And I'll give you the 30-second version. It's arcology, and basically what it is a city that's put together three-dimensionally instead of two-dimensionally. You could refer to Phoenix as being a two-dimensional city primarily. It's pretty flat. And there's nothing more than maybe three-story buildings, sometimes four-story building, but mostly two or one.
Yeah,
that requires a lot of infrastructure. Well, if you can bring these things together and create a three-dimensional city, you can get rid of a lot of the infrastructure, saving a lot of money, saving a lot of energy, saving a lot of resources. And you can put it together in a city in such a way that people interact with each other. Now, not everybody's a city dweller. And Arcosanti was never meant to be the answer in the way all people should live. It's meant to be an alternative. And it's thrown out there as an alternative and saying that, you know, there are people who may choose to live this way.
Sure saves a lot of land.
More open space.
More open space.
More places to go dove hunting.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So you go from there. You're there 10 years, as I remember.
Oh, no. I was only there for five.
You're there 5 years. Then you end up opening your own architectural and building company in Prescott. And, you know, we're talking about sustainability today and the impact it can have on the 113 million homes that are currently existing as inventory in America and what those people can do. It never ceases to amaze me how much money people will spend to beat the man. And by the man, I mean the utility company. Chasing advertising circulars and newspaper articles and commercials and advertising, radio advertising, and spending inordinate amount of money on products that have little to no validity, spending thousands of dollars investing in these things. And really, that's not the focus we're trying to bring them to today. We're trying to bring them to a focus. There's a lot of low overhanging fruit that you could just reach up and grab.
There really is. And, if you know, there's a lot of folks that when you're considering remodeling your house for any reason, whether it be just a simple bathroom, a kitchen, or even a whole house remodel. And we've done several whole house remodels where we've gone through and really done up the energy efficient, you know, ratcheted it up quite a bit to bringing it up to more modern standards. One of the things that people will spend money on stuff, and people will always spend money on gimmicks and gadgets. You know, there's always that's out there. They think that, you know, buy this and, you know, it's kind of like lose weight in 30 days, you know, by eating this food.
Forever.
Yeah, forever. You know, there's a lot of that. But for the most part, though, people who are interested in reducing their carbon footprint, there's a lot of different things. There's a lot of low-hanging fruit that you can do. Simple things: caulking, weather stripping, having your duct sealed. It's not nearly as expensive as you may think,
yeah,
and it's going to save you a lot of money and a lot of time. There's no reason to heat and air condition your crawl space or your attic. So that's some of the low-hanging fruit that's there. When you do remodels, then other things that you can start to look at is the products that you choose. You make sure that the cabinetry that you're using is either solid wood, made from, you know, a fairly sustainable, replaceable, renewable wood source. You know, you're not using something from exotic rainforests or things like that. You're using more of the stuff that we, you know, can use here, oaks,
sure,
maples, things like that that are renewable and also local. The other things you can take a look at is lighting in your house, the fixtures that you use for your plumbing fixtures, all the whole different things. How are they made? That all adds up to the overall system of a sustainable addition to your home.
You know, I tell people a lot of times, I say, where shall I start? Well, I said, one of the basic, easiest places to start is with the law of physics. Cold always seeks warm. In the middle of the summer, walk around the outside of your house and feel for where the cold air is leaking out of the house. In your neighborhood, in the dead of winter, walk around the inside of the house and feel where the cold is infiltrating around the doors, the windows, even the electrical receptacles that are out in your outside walls.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And there are easy remedies to all of those things. And I surprise people by telling them, look, if you'll just go around and check your outside perimeter, just with the palm of your hand, and address each issue. I mean, you can get a thermal imaging gun at Napa Auto Supply for under $60, and they're fun to play with. I have two in my truck all the time, and I'm always shooting the back end of another car or the parking lot or different building materials. These reflective paints that save you half your energy bill. I've thermal imaged probably a couple dozen homes with that product on it.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of out there with the things. Paint is something good. You want to use paints that have zero VOCs.
You do.
Volatile organic compounds is what that is. It's the layman's term would be it doesn't smell.
It doesn't smell.
That's the big thing.
But if people will just do, and I call it the hand test, just pass your hand over those. I tell people, look, if we could have a house that was perfectly R10, every door, window, floor space, attic, exterior walls. If we could get it to a perfect R10, we'd probably be in the most efficient model existing. But as soon as you pop a door or a window into that outside envelope, we have to compensate for that. And we bring the exterior wall insulation up to an R20, 19, 27, something like that. We get up in the attic and we take it to a 30, 38, maybe in the colder areas we can go a little bit higher than that. But really, if you can just get us to an R10, as close to an R10 in everything that you've got on your outside surfaces, you're going to be much better off than spending tens and tens and tens and tens of thousands of dollars for triple pane windows.
Oh, that is true. And of course, when you get your house sealed up, you know, hermetically sealed, so to speak, the other thing that you need to consider then is the air system that you have in your house, because it's going to be they usually do take in some outside air. You need to make sure that air is filtered and that the air quality doesn't get sacrificed because of what's called off-gassing from a lot of different things, whether it be carpet, paint.
The products inside your house.
Products inside your house doing some off-gassing. So there's a lot of different things. There's a whole science behind it. And it's important to know that. And of course, with anything like that, as people start to become more and more interested in achieving energy efficiency and sustainability in their homes and in their lifestyles, the government steps in and tries to help you do that, you know, with the energy codes.
That's one of the things that the government is kind of moving in on this area now. We've always had the building codes, which are government enforced, and there are safety practices that you have to follow to build to a certain standard in a particular municipality or a certain county. They want to inspect it, take a look at it, assure that it's achieving a certain level. Well, now they're intermingling a lot of the energy code into that building code. You're actually being asked to bring your property up to certain levels as a part of getting a building permit.
Well, yeah, with the energy code now, there's actually a separate energy code from the building code, and it talks about the different ways that you need to apply the things like windows, window seals, and all the stuff around that. And there's a lot of things that you need to do and a lot of standards that you need to build to. And it's a notion that's not a bad notion in such a way that it protects the consumer and it sets out a basic standard for builders to be able to achieve, you know, a fairly good energy efficient home. And it only addresses energy, by the way. It does not address other things, you know, a lot of other things that are involved with sustainability. But the energy code is pretty prevalent statewide. And most municipalities in the state and most areas have it. Yavapai County has it. And I know the Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, all those areas, Dewey, Humboldt, they all use the energy code. Where we are, same thing in the Verde Valley. Flagstaff, Scottsdale. Scottsdale has an outstanding program.
Anthony Floyd.
Yes, I remember. Anthony Floyd has been there doing that for a million years.
Yeah, he has.
You know, and he does an excellent, excellent job. So there's a lot of things that, you know, are being brought into this whole thing of sustainability, energy efficiency is no longer fringe.
Well, and some of the things we're beginning to see that I'm particularly excited about is we've got some new technologies coming to market here in the next 3 to 5 years that I think could become mainstream in the next 5 to 10 years that literally will literally and actually, for those of us living down here in the desert, cut our air conditioning bill in half.
Geothermal.
Geothermal is one concept. There's another concept where they're actually pre-chilling the Freon before sending it to the compressor, tricking the air conditioner into thinking it's only 88 degrees outside rather than 118. It only the variable speed compressors, mm-hmm. they never go to high speed. They never go to the high pressure. It actually cuts the unit's consumption of power by 50%.
And those are awesome things. There are some technologies that are being experimented with out there right now that is just, it's almost science fiction.
Yeah.
There is a product that there's technology that's being researched right now that we can talk about at any time. But yeah. I'd like to talk about that at some point. Yeah. It's like sci-fi.
Let's come back and talk about it right after this short break. Folks, it's Rosie on the House with Tom Riley of Renovations visiting us from his beautiful home in Prescott, Arizona.